Hello, welcome to episode 3 of our little podcast, program, broadcast thingy, in which I try to explain why Ernest Saves Christmas is the greatest Christmas flick of all time. Yes, you can't find a better Christmas film with a lovely little Christmas message. There's no film in existence which is better than this particular one. I think it's fantastic. I think the casting, even if I can't speak properly, but I've got all the emotions, I can't get them out. That's my problem, you see. I think this is an awesome film. I think the casting is fantastic. I think the bloke who plays Santa, and I will go through the cast list. That's a word I cannot say. Cast. Need to practice. Cast. Bit of a long A, I think. Cast. I think it's easier to say cast than cast. But there we go. I think it's an awesome film, and I will go through one by one the members of the cast, but I'm just speaking sort of generally here. Of course, we can't keep on doing this programme forever, because it would be a bit odd if, like, in the middle of March or something, I'm talking about my favourite Christmas films. It would seem a bit strange, don't you think? So we have to sort of round this series up by at least February, I think. But it's just, you know, I was a little bit upset because we watched a lot of Christmas films over Christmas, and they broadcast a lot. British ones, American ones. I didn't see any. Not a single station was playing Ernest Saves Christmas, and I think it's wrong on so many levels. Okay, so we have the info here from good old Wiki. Ernest Saves Christmas from 1988, made by Touchstone Pictures, the comedy film, of course. It's a bit silly, and some people who criticise the film say, oh, it's silly. And sometimes I try to get someone to watch it with me, and they watch up until Ernest is trying to get the man who falls out of the taxi back into the taxi. At that point, some people have said, I'm not watching this anymore. Which is it's a bit of a shame, because it's meant to be silly, but it's a feel-good film. I like the music in it. Lots of different characters and different people doing different things. And the whole idea of why Ernest has to save Christmas. I love it. You've got the reindeer up on the ceiling of the warehouse at the airport. Awesome film. Jim Varney, bless his socks. He's moved on to a better life. But it's a tragedy that poor Jim is no longer with us. But it's an awesome film. And I recommend it to everyone. It just leaves you at the end feeling nice. I think so. It's one of those films where there's a lovely message about human life in it. And for that reason, it's my favourite film. Plus, I have wonderful memories of watching it when I was a kid. So for that reason, I will forevermore be shouting from the rooftops that this is the greatest seasonal festive movie that you can find. And just watch it, and I'm sure you will see the reason why I've declared it such. Now, I've got some stats here from Wiki. So the film starred Jim Varney, Douglas Seal, Noel Parker, whose birthday is on Christmas Day, by the way, Oliver Clark, and Bill Burge. The music was by Mark Snow. Cinematography, Peter Stein. The film was edited by Ian D. Thomas. And the distributor, Touchstone Pictures and Silver Screen Partners. It was released on the 11th of November 1988 at the cinema, and on DVD on the 3rd of September 2002. Okay, I didn't know they had DVDs back then. It's on for 95 minutes. Of course, it's an American film. The budget was more or less $6 million, and the gross revenue $28 million. Pretty good. The film before it was Ernest Goes to Camp, and the one after... pardon me. Oh dear me, I shouldn't have had that mince pie before. I do beg your pardon. The one after it was Ernest Goes to Jail. Pilar, what did you put in that mince pie?